I was worried at about the age of 12, we started to get the stuff that, you know, you take those exams to figure out what you're interested in. And it's things like, would you prefer to screw caps on a toothpaste tube or wash a sick person's hair? And they all sounded utterly dreadful to me, but at least gave me this idea that maybe you're supposed to think of what you want to do. And I remember thinking, well, I don't have a good sense of direction and I don't really see well in the dark, so I guess spy and astronaut are out. And I had no idea before that spy and astronaut were apparently top of the list. And I thought, well, like, what else? The only other thing I could think of was maybe doctor, because you got good grades, and good grades is somehow related in my mind to being a physician. So
yeah.
I ran this by my dad, and he said, why would you want to be a physician? They're just glorified technicians. Why would you not want to be a scientist? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, the medical profession is like any other technical trade. You learn how to do something and then you do it. There's no discovery. You're not creating new knowledge. You're just being given a set of tools and you're practicing it until you get old. Well, that didn't sound so great. But then all of the sciences were, as far as he was concerned, you know, potential interesting things. And so I thought, okay, so, you know, potentially physics or chemistry would be interesting. And then the summer before I went to Hebrew University, I enrolled at Penn State University. And I took the, you know, regular course load, and I had a dream in which I was sitting in a room full of books, and I thought, well, I mean, you know, maybe I should read this like chemistry and physics, because if, you know, I have to pick between those, which one is going to really be my major? And then I thought, oh, I don't know, I finished my homework, so I don't need to do that. So I pulled some other book instead to read. So I woke up from this dream as a, you know, big epiphany that apparently neither chemistry nor physics was for me, because when I had finished my homework in my dream, I was no longer interested. And if you really want to do something, it shouldn't be about doing homework. So I should find something else. So I went off to Hebrew U, and I was a sociology and history major for 1 year. Sociology was really not for me. The macro level of sociology entails full societies, which is interesting descriptively, but you're not going to manipulate or control anything. You're going to describe things. And the stuff that we read, you know, Weber and so forth, it was very interesting, but it was not clear to me how was I going to contribute to sort of this armchair version of things, whereas the chemistry was experimental. And I thought, well, there's got to be a level of analysis in the social sciences that could get you that kind of experimental control. Yeah. So I contacted my father, the source of all information, and I said, well, I don't think sociology is for me. What should I do? And he said, well, go to social work. Okay, so I did. So by then I had done the semester where I thought I was a chem or physics major, a full year where I thought I was a sociology or history major. Yeah. And now I'm in my third year of being a first year student. So I've really had it, and I am not switching out of this major. I'm done. And in that first year, my instructors, some of the faculty, said to me, you know, you're really very theoretically minded. We really don't think social work is for you. Social work is a very practical field.
Yeah.
Maybe you should consider sociology. And I said, oh no. But with a four-letter word, I'm finishing this degree. I'm not starting to do first year of anything again. So I finished that degree, but they were right, which is why in the end I went to do the master's and PhD at Michigan Insight.